We're talking with Debbie Mankin this morning with Read to Succeed, and you guys have a volunteer training coming up in the very near future.
Yes, we do, Scott. It's going to be on Tuesday, January 28th, and we're going to be doing it where we always have it, in our offices, the Lon Newell Literacy Center in First Baptist Church, just off the square.
For those who are listening, those who are maybe retired teachers, things like that, who are looking for something else to do, this would be perfect for them.
This would be great for them, because at the volunteer training, we actually go through all the activities and volunteer opportunities that Read to Succeed has, and so they can sign up that night for the upcoming activities that are available, or they can decide that down the road that there's something they may be interested in that they want to participate in.
Again, Debbie Mankin with us from Read to Succeed. If somebody does volunteer, after they get the actual training behind them, how often are they actually going in to help somebody learn to read?
It is strictly up to them, and it's not just going in to help somebody read. When we do our family literacy nights, we have to have volunteers, because we actually feed the families that come that night, and we have to have volunteers to help with the food. And then we also have events throughout the year where we just need somebody to man a booth and actually tell the people who come about Read to Succeed. So, and then we also have volunteers who come in just to do office work for us. So we have every possible volunteer opportunity that you can imagine available for them.
So when they come to you, they may say, well, here's my background. What do you think I'd be best at?
We can do that if that's what they choose to do. A lot of times we have people who go through the website in order to volunteer, and they specify what they want to do at that time. But like I said, the purpose of our volunteer training is just to give an overall picture of everything that's available to them, and to also train them a little bit on what they would be doing when they actually choose some of the activities that they want to do.
And again, the volunteer training is on Tuesday, January 28th, 5 until 7, and dinner is going to be provided.
Yes, it is. So we need reservations. If you don't mind, you can go to the website and email me, or you can call our office at 738-READ in order to make a reservation for that night, too, so that we can have dinner there for you. That's the only reason we need the reservations.
And the dinner and the volunteer training, that'll be inside First Baptist Church, downtown Murfreesboro.
That's right.
And it's going to be on the second floor, Lon Newell Family Literacy Center.
That's correct.
What is the phone number to call if somebody does want to be there?
615-738-7323.
And that spells READ, 738-READ, easy to remember.
That's right.
And of course, you can also go to the website, learn more information there, readtosucceed.org.
Right.
And if you don't remember that, no big deal, just Google search it, Read to Succeed Murfreesboro, it'll pull it right up, and you can learn all the information about Read to Succeed there.
Right. And if you just want to email me directly, my name again is Debbie Mankin, and it's Debbie Mankin, M-A-N-K-I-N, at readtosucceed.org.
Debbie, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.